a specific album title imposes meaning onto songs that perhaps isn't there. So,
and I don't
the Great
really.
War just seems like a nice general catch-all for trouble.
Throughout most of his career, Justin Curry has been better known for bouncy, catchy, and wry songs than for troubling ones. But with this new solo album, Justin Curry proves he can do both. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. As the singer and chief songwriter for the Scottish band Delamitri in the 80s, 90s, and early aughts, Justin Curry created songs whose infectious melodies and poppy hooks combined with often barbed lyrics into perfect indie pop. But after Delamitri's breakup in 2002, Justin Curry decided to do something a little different. His 2007 solo debut, What Is Love For?, was a collection of dark, introspective ballads. With his new album, The Great War, Justin is combining some of the lovelorn melancholy he explored on his debut with the pop sensibility that fans of Delamitri will remember plenty well. But no matter how the songs sound, Justin told FUV's Claudia Marshall, he's always written with love in mind.
I think a lot of them are quite romantic, but there's a lot of cynicism involved, and there's a lot of them are to do with a kind of denial of emotions, so which is a very extremely common thing amongst Scottish men. Not unfortunately amongst Scottish women, but certainly amongst Scottish men. we spend most of our time pretending that we don't feel anything at all. So and that it's quite good to write about that. It gives you quite a lot of scope. So you can write from a position of a sort of extreme coldness, and then underneath that there can be a suggestion that maybe there's something else going on, basically.
I think there's a punchline in there about kilts somewhere, but I'm not gonna use it.
Yeah, I've given up wearing. Do you know my kilt has been destroyed by moths? It's a great tragedy.
The numbers of the world are slaving away, but I do nothing much but them. It's true what they say. The devil is rolling up his sleeve, and his God so busy in his time now doing nothing too. So baby, here I am waiting.
You know, if I don't ask you about Delamitri, I'm going to get strung up or something. And
we don't want that to happen.
It kind of just ran its course, didn't it, that band?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we had a couple of record deals over the course of the piece. So we started about 1980. But we were on a major record label for more or less solidly from the mid-80s till 2002. And then when we got dropped, we had a meeting and we thought, well, what do we do now? Well, we could go and make another Delamitri record and stick it out on a small label and go and do a tour. But we've been doing this for 20 years and it's not necessarily going to be any different or any better. We're playing to less people, and we've made a bunch of okay records, you know. We haven't made a great record, but we've made a bunch of decent records. We're probably never going to make a great record, so let's do something else.
She's made her mark on me. She's got my memory. Made shallow wounds in the depth of night. Give up my liberty. That's what she wants from me. Well, I guess I'd care, but it feels all right. And if I lose my grip, I won't make it anyhow. So I can't let go of her now.
That's Justin Curry, live with Can't Let Go of Her Now and A Man With Nothing To Do. The new album is The Great War. Today's Take 5 was produced by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.